Last week, Friday, we heard the story about Elijah being so discouraged that he prayed he might die. But while he lay down, hoping to die and never get up, he actually slept. And we heard angels singing encouraging words from Psalm 121. Today, we will listen to the first two choruses of Mendelssohn's Elijah. In the story, Israel was suffering 3 years of drought, and the writer blames this catastrophe on the government and its people worshiping Baal and other gods rather than worshiping Yahweh. According to the story, Elijah brazenly announced to King Ahab that there would be neither dew nor rain these years, but according to my word, meaning until God would tell Elijah to announce that it would rain once again. This brings us through the overture and to the first chorus 3 years after that pronouncement. 3 long years of drought. Israel is finally praising to God, not to Baal, calling out, "Help, Lord, you are going to destroy us." The music's power displays the nation's cry of desperation. The people of Israel then quote from Jeremiah 8, "The harvest," meaning the time of harvest, "the harvest is over, the summer days are gone," meaning yet another growing season has passed, "and yet no power cometh to help us. We were not able to grow a thing." In other words, we are in a real crisis. The choir asks, "Does this mean that the Lord Yahweh will no longer be God in Zion or Jerusalem? Has God forsaken us for what we have done?" In the next part of this prayer, one voice after another tells how the drought is affecting the nation. "Our wells are dry, the riverbeds are dry. Newborn infants have no milk or water, their tongue cleaves to the roof of the mouth. Our nation's children beg for something to eat, anything, but nobody has anything to give to them." Mendelssohn then continued the prayer by alternating two solo sopranos with the choir while drawing on the words from Lamentations. "Zion spreads her hands for aid or help, but there is neither help nor comfort." The choir, the people of Israel, can only say over and over, "Lord, bow thine ear to our prayer." The women first, and then the men. It is as though nobody has even the strength to call out any longer. They can only feebly beg for mercy. As I write this meditation, British Columbia does not yet need rain, but we and the entire world have other needs, and the oratorio's cry for rain becomes a metaphor for our crying out about our needs. The need for safety from the virus, which continues to baffle scientists and governments. More people than we can possibly know are silently crying out for economic help, for they simply do not know how to pay rent, tuition, pay off credit card debts, find employment, find or get tablets and iPads for their children to keep up with school next winter. There are cries for social justice, an end for racism, for economic justice. The drought in this ancient story becomes a metaphor for our many current needs. We hear the Edinburgh Festival Chorus, Renee Fleming and Libby Crabtree singing the duet, and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment is conducted by Paul Daniel.